In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Most of you, I believe, will recall Abbot Trifon, who spoke at Holy Resurrection Church a few years ago out in Clinton. In his daily blog recently, Abbot Trifon differentiated the Orthodox Christian view of justification before God from the Western evangelical perspective. He stated that when one comes to a point of repentance from their sins, a process of spiritual growth begins. However, this beginning is just that, a beginning. The evangelical Protestant view includes, in most cases, a supposed declaration from God of righteousness at the very beginning of one's movement toward God in repentance. He quotes the great theologian Florovsky, who put forth in his critique of Martin Luther's view of justification before God, and I quote, "For Luther, to justify meant to declare one righteous or just, not to make one righteous or just. It is an appeal to spiritual justice, which in reality is spiritual fiction." That is from the words of the great theologian Florovsky. So for the evangelical Protestants, the declaration of righteousness takes place at the beginning of faith in Christ, and the process of sanctification grows out of this declaration of righteousness. For the Orthodox, on the other hand, sanctification is accomplished in our daily lives through the work of the Holy Spirit in us, as seen in the acquisition of the virtues of God: love, joy, peace, kindness, long-suffering, and many others. We're not proclaimed to be righteous with no evidence of that having taken place in our lives. Today's epistle supports the Orthodox view of the spiritual life, which involves pursuit and effort on our part through the energy and grace of the Holy Spirit in our lives. St. Paul writes in Romans 5, verse 1, and I quote, "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ," unquote. Our belief and trust in our Lord Jesus Christ has reconciled us to Himself, to Him. To what end? To a new way of living, a new way of life that is fleshed out in everyday life in a fallen world. We're called to be salt and light to that fallen world. True enough, it benefits us if we are faithful in that way for our own salvation, but it is never just about us. What happens between us and God has a rippling effect. You've heard me say this many times before. Others are affected in a very good way when God's work is active within our repentant hearts. So now we're called to live by the power and the grace of God, and to rejoice in the hope of God's glory in this life and forevermore. And then St. Paul goes on to describe the rudiments of that way of life that leads us to God Himself. I quote, "We also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulations produce perseverance, and perseverance, character, and character, hope. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us." So, my friends, even though we were sinners, even though we are sinners, Christ died for our sins because of His perfect love for us. So our relationship with our Lord is one of intimacy, and our lives are made to become like Him, to become in His likeness. That is the goal of the spiritual life for the Orthodox Christian. The fruits of the Holy Spirit do not come to us by a decree. They come to us through struggle. The kingdom of God suffereth violence, and those who take it by force. So there's a struggle in all of this, but it's a good struggle. It's a good fight. Against what? Against whom? the forces of darkness that are very real. And then we come to today's gospel. The lamp of the body is the eye. As we have known, this is referring to the spiritual eye of the heart, the nous, N-O-U-S, the center of your being, that spiritual faculty that you have that enables you to commune with God, to hear His voice, and to see His face. You go through the New Testament, there are so many references. Let him who has eyes to see, hear, see. Let him who has ears to hear, hear. These spiritual faculties that have to be awakened, enlivened. And that happens through, for our part, repentance. Facing up to our sins, confessing them, turning away from them, back to Christ. And for God's part, filling us with His Spirit so that we can become the temple of the living God. That is our calling. Our Lord says that our eye can be bad, which leads our bodies to be full of darkness. And He says, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. So with the eye of our heart focused on love and trust of our Lord Jesus Christ, we are called to seek the kingdom of God in His righteousness with the full assurance that God will provide for our needs. We live in a world today, I don't have to tell you this, that is full of anxiety, full of worry because of uncertainty. But I can tell you one thing that is certain. The kingdom of God will prevail. The kingdom of God will prevail, not just in time and in from the standpoint of this life, but forever. And that is our hope. And we have, furthermore, through the Holy Spirit, a living hope. There's a testimony that is brought to bear in our hearts, inside of us, that tells us this is the truth. This is the truth. You need to follow this truth. You need to let this truth work on you. You need to change. And you can. And you must. And I'll help you. The words of the Lord. So our lives as Christians fundamentally involve our seeking Him. Seeking the Holy Trinity. Seeking the salvation that comes from Him alone. Seeking the kingdom of God. Pursuing God. And communing with Him. And in this, we see a change, a transformation in our lives, where we become more and more like Him. If we orient our lives toward God in this way, even though we will have to put forth effort in becoming the persons that God is calling us to become, we will come to know our Lord in the fellowship of His sufferings and the joy of becoming the person that He created us to be. Either we can serve our Creator and Savior who suffered and died for our sins, or we can go the way of the world, being filled with anxiety over the cares of the same. We can so easily cease our seeking the kingdom of God. We can just quit. It's not hard to do, but the consequences are terrible. My friends, if we trip, stumble, or fall in our faith, and we all do from time to time, let us get back up quickly. Let us repent. Let us carry on with our pursuit of the salvation which can come to us from no other source than the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. One God. Amen.